sometimes. Imagine sending them like
instantly. Grace, I think you're muted. You're muted, Grace.
Okay, Grace, do you not choose to speak? Okay, in Grace's absence, I think it's fair for you members to know that the meeting with the business owner, Tom Livingston, yielded a commitment, a recommitment, to start up the search for a ED, and that he indicated that he had already received a number of applications prior to. Alex was supposed to confirm just how stale those applications were. At the meeting, it was alleged that those applications, some could be as old as 9 months or 12 months. I needed confirmation on that. But he did indicate he's going to send out a new request for applications or resumes. So I suppose by the next 2 weeks, you'll have a more full and complete report. By then, we would have elected a chair of the committee.
Chair, just real quick, I believe the personnel committee is scheduled to meet next Wednesday. I could be incorrect, but I think that's the notice that I saw on KPTS.
Okay, good enough. I believe Sandra and Sabrina and Lyndon are members of that committee. Am I correct?
And Robin.
And Robin. Is there anything you want to add to the body?
This is Sandra, and yes, I am a member of that committee, and no, I don't have anything further to add. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Having hearing none. The next up is our strategic planning committee, and the strategic planning committee, again, is chaired by Alex in his absence. We'll move to Development Task Force, Nancy Sort.
Hello.
We hear you.
Can you hear me okay? The Development Task Force has met twice. Already, we set up our own Google group, Listserv, and Google Drive to facilitate sharing documents and other information with each other. And we've been identifying various ways to increase revenue to the foundation, which we will then prioritize and identify action steps. We're identifying information that would be helpful to everyone in the network, like web resources and videos on different, you know, training resources on fundraising. We're looking into seeking pro bono development expertise, and we're also identifying mechanisms to increase listenership and membership, and we'll also, you know, prioritize the different ways, different mechanisms on that based on. And we'll prioritize them based on immediate feedback, and we're just clarifying, you know, immediate goals and then long-term goals, things like that. So everybody's very excited that's on the committee. We have 11 members now, and we're trying to look at ways we can clarify, making sure that what happened with the PPP loan doesn't happen with other efforts to get grants and other, approach other sources of fundraising. That's it.
Yeah, can I add something? This is Lawrence.
Go ahead.
I'm sure it was a simple oversight of Nancy. She's doing an incredible job. She has been able to solicit membership from LSBs. I know there's quite a few members from LSB on there, and I know they're really good workers, so I just wanted to compliment Nancy on that effort.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Yeah, half of the membership is, there's a lot of people that are not on any LSV. There's Heather and myself and Ralph and Sandra as directors that are on it. We've also got Michael Novick, Michael Adler, Steve Kaiser, Bruce Grief, Rosalie Hoffman. I'm sure I'm forgetting someone. Anyways, everybody is, like I said, very excited to get to work on stuff. So we're just trying to prioritize what we do and how we go about doing it. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. The next item on the agenda is the COVID-19 Task Force, Florence.
Paulina?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. I will give that in meeting weekly to update us on the production of COVID Race and Democracy, a show that was carried on as a must carry on the five stations, and it was picked up, and I must say I'm actually very excited about that, by quite a number of affiliates. Each program was probably aired on at least on an average of 3 to 5 affiliates, and we produced 20 shows over the period of a month. At this point, we went down to producing one show a week. It's going to be picked up by KPFT in Houston. It's not a mandatory show anymore, but we are encouraging stations to look into finding a slot for it, because it has had favorable feedback from listeners, and let's see what else. We are still working without a budget. We're a team of volunteers. I am coordinating production for that one weekly show that will be available on Audioport every Monday morning at 10 p.m. Pacific time, this Monday being the first day, and I'm in conversation with the program directors at our five stations, well, 4 out of the 5 who still have not committed to and carrying it, but hopefully they will find it valuable. And we're updating our page, covidtaskforce.pacifica.org, where a lot of different content is available as well. We have multimedia content, and we're trying to grow our team of volunteers promote the content that is so relevant. That we're also working in conjunction with the organizers of our next town hall, national town hall, to make the COVID task force work center stage, to get along with our distinguished speakers who will be confirmed shortly, and Alex can speak to that if we're discussing the town hall. But basically, that's pretty much it. Lawrence, let me know if I'm missing anything important.
No, Paulina, I just want to, give you a shout out. And because you have worked hard, at times you've been the only producer to produce a lot of the programming, and I think you're a good apprentice to learn from. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay, does that complete the report?
For the COVID task force, yes, Mr. Chair. Did we get a report about the programming committee? I can make a report, a brief one, if necessary.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the programming committee did meet on the 12th of this month. We elected a pro tem chair by acclamation. Currently that pro tem chair is Nancy Saibara Naritomi from KPFT in Houston. We'll be meeting again on the 26th, and I hear some noise in the background. I don't know if it's, on the 26th of this month, which is a Sunday at 1 p.m., I believe it should be Pacific time. We're meeting, we'll be electing officers, and finally we haven't had any trouble meeting quorum for the second time in a row. Every station is actually represented. It's a new group of people populating the committee. So I believe that our work is going to be very important, because after all, our product, if you like that word or not, but programming is what we do. So hopefully will be useful to the foundation in terms of making suggestions, recommendations, and making things more, in line with the mission of Pacific in terms of programming at the five stations, and working with our affiliates who have been very important, and they're also represented on the programming committee. So that's all I have. Thank you.
That concludes the reports. That concludes the reports from the committees. We now have a report for 15 minutes from the IED. Lydia?
Yes, okay. So, briefly, we are still needing to catch up at the various stations. I'm having a staff meeting tomorrow with the general managers, etc., so that they can step it up. They got off to a really good start, but haven't seen much since. But they do have other challenges, especially because of the CPB and the needed coverage for music streaming. I confirmed today that all stations have gone to at least the streaming portion, are getting that covered. And so there's that. In terms of the national programming, which was the COVID coverage, which seems to have been very well received. And so as a result of that, because we've had a series of outreach to our members for various things, first was the Lou Hill email, and then there was and then there's the COVID programming that we are able to see, and an effort by LSB members as well, is that there has been a constant stream of pots to different amounts, especially through Act Blue, as I've mentioned before, of monies coming into national, which from looking back, that has not been happening in recent years. And so I'm pleased about that. So consequently, the COVID coverage was very well received, and we had a variety of voices. I finally got around to listening to some of the audio. Thank you, Paulino, for sending me the audio. So that was really good. As kind of an adjunct to that, given the severity of COVID-19 in various states, especially in California and also Texas, Arizona, not only where our signal areas are, but also where our affiliates are, is that I am planning to launch a series of PSAs, basically wear your damn mask is going to be the press release, but it's going to be a series of high profile people, some local politicos that people broadly support, as well as other celebrities, people from different bands, just a variety of people, like whose numbers I have, and so they always say use me but sparingly, and so this is the time to do that, because what I have noticed is that the generic outreach for people to wear masks are, number one, pretty bland and very generic, and it's not something that individuals that aren't wearing masks are going to take to. So some of the more cultural icons, I think, would be very useful, and a lot of them happen to be Pacifica supporters already. So I think that that will be good, especially because it's something that we can issue a press advisory about, that Pacifica will be offering these PSAs to our affiliates as well. And they will be high-profile enough that they can pick and choose who they are, and they can pick the 60-second version or the 30-second version. And I think that we will do very well, and also complement it with a photo of each of the participants of these high-profile folks with a mask on. And I think that that's a service that we can offer, and that it complements the COVID programming, which we may, I understand they're going to have an additional proposal for later. And so there's that. I'm also, again, still going to, in the staff meeting tomorrow, propose the fund drive, all-day fund drive. And so that's kind of in the works. I have a pretty good idea of some new voices to bring in, as well as I said, some of these other folks, and to spice things up, as it were. And the convention coverage that is about to launch, the latest that I've heard is that the Democratic Convention, for example, will probably all be online, although our technical team and myself did submit our credentials just in case. That was about a month ago. But we didn't really think we would be going, so I will be canceling our rooms because we had envisioned having a repeat of 16. So we'll be having, again, coverage, national coverage will also be involved there. And as I said, it's really working out with having a response every time I send something out. So when I announced the free Cuba concert, which is this weekend, it's the same thing. I got all of these donations on ActBlue, and a lot of response and tons of emails, and it's free, so we didn't run into any fundraising criteria for FCC. Plus, it has been more lax now than it used to be, so that was good. And but nevertheless, that didn't come into it at this juncture. And so that's what I'm up to, is continuing to find ways to raise more money. IDLE still working on that, still waiting, along with obviously so many others, which I can tell from, again, my ongoing lengthy wait. But I am also in communication with the office of our senator to see if anybody can help out there. And there you go. So that's where we are. Hello, any questions?
Nancy.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy. Nancy, James, anyone else?
Oh,
okay.
Just
timekeeper. Go ahead, Nancy.
Just on the masks thing. I returned some food that I ordered tonight when I saw that the cook was wearing a mask, but he wasn't wearing it over his nose, and I got my money back from it. But the other thing is, just wearing a mask, you might emphasize, I hope they're going to emphasize wearing them properly. And also, they've got these masks out now with valves on them that let you breathe out. You know, so if you cough, all the air that you cough goes out. And so, you know, people should be discouraged from getting those masks as well, you know, if you're going to do a public service type informational thing for them. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have to do more education around it, you know, start incorporating some of that. I think some of our folks sometimes miss the nuance. For example, yes, there has been more increased reporting around the fact that the bandanas are not are the least useful, and also that if you have that the little mechanism by which you can breathe in better, obviously you're gonna breathe out better. That obviously you're gonna be able to breathe in more of the virus. And so there's all kinds of things, and we can include hand washing and everything else. But that's kind of broad. This is more of jarring some of the folks I know here in LA County. The Latinx community is the hardest hit, and some of it, a lot of it is both environmental, where they happen to live and where they happen to work, because they're obliged to work in some of the jobs that serve us. And but it is also somewhat cultural. The two invitations I've received recently for gatherings have been from Latinx friends, I mean, at a park and so forth, but you're going to be eating and drinking or whatever. Obviously, I said, no, that's crazy, but nevertheless. But still, so there are things that can be, there are changes in people's behaviors that can be affected when it's, Quetzal or Osomatli, or for that particular generation, or a particular candidate that's enormously, or elected official rather, that's enormously popular here, that sort of thing. And running them in Spanish also, I plan to contact some of those high-profile actors and so on and so forth that can speak to that community as well. But also in Texas, we have some high-profile people that I have in mind. And also folks from our affiliates that don't necessarily have access to some of these folks would really benefit from just, again, hearing from some of the iconic figures, because they're hearing all of the information from the news, and they have all kinds of generic commercials, certainly in California, but it's just trying to get them to identify with somebody that they say, oh, if that guy can wear a mask, I can wear a mask. If that girl can wear a mask, I can wear a mask. You know, that kind of thing. So it's more filling in the gaps that have not been addressed, and I think we can fill it in, and it's worthy of a press advisory.
That's great.
Okay, and
that's Paulina has a question.
No, somebody else had a question. Was it James?
I think it was
Paulina.
James.
Well.
Go ahead, James.
Jan, thank you.
Add me to the stack chair.
Recognize at some point, Jan.
Hold on a minute. I've got James, Paulina, Lawrence,
Ron.
Jan, and Ron. Okay, we'll do it in that order. Go ahead, James.
Thank you. Hi, Lydia. I think I heard you say that the music licensing for streaming was okay, but do we still not have it for the stations over the air? Could you just clarify on that?
We have some. I'm still trying to confirm that. And in terms of the streaming, they've all signed up. One has not sent in their money to an FCB, but has already filed to do that. So that's where we are. And then the other, I'm waiting to hear from John what the, I'll know tomorrow. I can send a note to the board by tomorrow. But, everybody has had more cash because they're not paying their payroll. So I expect that everybody would have done this. But anyway, there you go.
Thank you.
Next.
Is it Paulina?
Go ahead, Paulina.
Am I next? Thank you. Lydia, are you planning to do the PSAs, Pacifica Foundation TV YouTube channel that does need...
Okay, can't hear you. Your word.
I'm curious if... Let me try again. I know I'm having trouble tonight. Are there any plans to make those PSAs in video form as well? Because I think they're a great idea.
I had hoped to do that when I first conceived it, because I thought it would be more open. The people I'm thinking of, A, may not be in town to do that, may not have the wherewithal to do that, or the staff, because don't forget, even Congress people and whatever, they have a lot of their people now working satellite. And so they don't all have the ability to do that, which is why I decided, because this will be an ongoing thing. I'm the way I'm envisioning it, let's say I have by the end of tomorrow, and I started those calls today, let's say by the end of tomorrow I have half a dozen. I will continue adding to it, so it will be an ongoing thing. Obviously, COVID-19 isn't going anywhere. Because I want to hit the ground running, I want to then just start out with the still and their mask on. That'll be the easiest for them to transmit. And then I had originally hoped that they would be in the station and we could take pictures of them at our studio and film it, right? But I think for now it'll probably be the still with the camera, so it's consistent, because one or two may be able to do the video, but I don't think I could get it from everybody as quickly as I need to do this, given the severity of the spikes.
Got it. We can figure it out. Thank you.
Yeah. And by the way, Polina's helping me with that project in terms of recording sound, and she's a fantastic sound editor as well.
Okay, Jan?
It was Lawrence.
I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence, you said it was on you, and then Ron?
Then Jan, then Ron.
Okay, Jan passed, so you go, and then Ron.
Okay. So, Lydia, I'd like to turn back the COVID-19 programming. One of the things that I forgot to add to Paulina's report is that we haven't debriefed yet, and we are planning on submitting a report out of the committee. And we're hoping that we get support in regards to continuing the program, because, like you said, I mean, I jumped out of my pocket when I heard the program, and I made the donation because it was so fresh. You know, it was very refreshing. And I think that's the kind of programming that if it's branded and that if it's publicized, it could add a dimension to the network and the affiliates as well.
Right. That will, like I said, that will require, I understand that some folks want a budget for it, and so there will be that conversation brought to the PMB. And also, in terms of what I do, it has to do with the scheduling, because I'm still trying to sandwich in the all-day fund drive for national fund drive, because of the very lengthy fund drives that take place at our stations. It's very hard to squeeze that in. So if you propose something, just know that it probably could not be facilitated until probably September or October, because I have to get those fund drive dates going as well. And then, so that's how I see it, as an episodic continuum of the COVID-19 programming. Plus, it's very, very exhausting work for those who are just doing it, you know, volunteer, and which all of it has been up to this point. So, anyway, but yes, I favor it. It was fantastic programming. Thank you.
I know it's very exhausting. I've experienced that with the programmers and producers. But you know, COVID-19 is not going anywhere. As you know,
yeah.
We have a spike in most states where we have stations at and affiliates. So it's
I know.
A good opportunity to kind of well. Anyway, I appreciate you being supportive. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, this is Heather. Can I get on the track?
Oh,
okay. Ron is next, and then Heather.
Okay. Thanks.
Hello, Lydia.
Hi, Ron.
Quick question.
Sure.
I was trying to understand what was going on with the streaming situation with the that you described, you know, early in your report. If you could give me a little more detail about that.
Sure. When CPB canceled our ability to use their coverage. They were no longer covering us, as you know, for the music. And then we went to, right, and then we had, the staff had a meeting with Ernesto Aguilar that used to be at KPFT and is now with CF, what is it, with the, you know, with the organization through which we are, I'm drawing a blank now, with the organization that we are now accessing. Yes, thank you.
NACB, yeah.
That we are now accessing Sound Exchange, and it goes through CPB, by the way, as well. So it's kind of a circular thing. You have to pay for it separately. It's not very much money, really, to do that, and it has all kinds of other services, including training for managers and free programming, like they have an excellent Native American program that we can access for free. So it has a lot of benefits to belong to it. KPFA already belonged to it, and so all the other stations are joining it, have already paid except for one that I already committed to, and I've got to make sure they get it in tomorrow. And that covers the streaming portion, and John O'Malley was working with everyone to get the rest of it going, so we should have complete coverage. We sent the money that we owed CPB, you know, a couple of weeks ago with that
certified
check and so forth. So that's where we are. So I'll send an email tomorrow after I confirm with John that everybody is compliant with the on-air music as well. He felt, number one, if there had been any issues, we would have already heard, and we would have gotten an invoice and blah blah blah. So, because that's what they would do, is just send us a bill for something that's not covered. So,
okay. Yeah, there's been no interruption. There's been no interruption of service or anything like that at this point.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Lizzie.
No, but okay, I am being cautious about what we do in terms of any content outside of Pacifica. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, is there a motion to extend? If not, we shall move on. Hearing none, I believe, let's see, for the record, that was Ernesto Aguilar, who is the director of that organization, former KPFT PD, and Maxie Jackson, also former president of the organization as well.
Okay, well, anyway, he's been very, very helpful.
Okay, the next item. I don't think I heard anyone extend the time. So, let's go to the next item. I drew a blank. It's a
7-minute item.
Again?
Next item is item 7, which is a 7-minute item.
Okay. And I'm having a problem pulling it up. Could you read it, Lawrence?
Sure. Okay. LSB responsibility for posting and recording all LSB meetings and LSB committee meetings.
Point of order. That's not the next agenda item.
Oh, it's not?
Okay, no. Go ahead and point out the next agenda item. Read it.
Oh, no. Okay. Number 6. Thank you, Grace. Number 6. Motion on special agenda approval to 20 minutes. That motion was submitted by Alice Steinberg. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board adopts the following special governing future meetings of the Pacifica National Board. The time set for agenda approval shall be 20 minutes.
Okay, I've caught up with you now. Is there any discussion on this item? Are there any objections?
Hey, you said agenda approval will take 20 minutes. That's the motion?
That's the motion. That basically, I think Alex is attempting to restrict all the extra time we use.
I understand the sentiment. I'm just 20 minutes.
But to answer your question, yes, as it is written, it is 20 minutes. That's what the motion
as it
holds
is written.
It to.
I'm just in the
is there a stack on this item? Do you prefer to go directly to vote?
I want to amend his motion to 30 minutes because, just be real, you know what we go through. 30 minutes is probably not enough, but that gives us a reasonable window to get the agenda done. So my motion is to amend his motion instead of 20 minutes to 30 minutes.
Okay, I'd like to make a second amendment.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
The time set for agenda approval shall be a maximum of 30 minutes.
Hey, agreed.
Okay, is that second?
Second it.
Okay, I didn't get a second on Ron's motion anyway, so this would actually be the amendment to the motion, a maximum of 30 minutes, and it's been seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Chris Corey for the stack.
Yeah, Jan Goodman for the stack.
Okay, so I've got Chris.
Yeah,
and
this
Jan.
Is a 10-minute item.
Go ahead, Chris.
All
and
right.
Jan.
All right, so one of the purposes of the coordinating committee is to create more consensus within the organization that should facilitate quicker agenda building. And I think part of the problem with the way things have been conducted over the past 8 months, and probably quite a bit longer than that, is that the agendas are wait until the last minute. There's a lot of surprise elements in them, many of which require considerable discussion just to figure out what the heck is going on. I've been guilty of that myself, I will admit. But I think that if we had a coordinating committee, we would be able to actually work out some of these details in advance and go to our individual caucuses if we have a caucus. In some cases, we can pass things unanimously. That's nice. Consensus is great. But when we don't have consensus, the information gets spread around a lot better, and then there's less disagreement about how the agenda should take place. So this is me advocating for the coordinating committee during this motion, but I'm just saying that that would be a possible avenue to speed things up. Thank you.
Well, for the record, Mr.
Stack,
Jan, who else?
Lawrence.
Okay, for the record, Chris, since I am the most former chair of the last coordinating committee, that's in effect exactly how it worked. There was a lot more buy-in and a lot more easier to get the agenda approved. I believe we have Jan and then Lawrence. Go ahead, Jan.
So my question is this. And that is, what happens when you don't have an agreement within 30 minutes on what the agenda is? Because the default is as important as the motion itself. So if the default is, if you don't have an agreement, then everything that's proposed will go into the agenda, then you'll have a lot more buy-in for people to come to some agreement as to how to put that agenda together. If the default is that anything that wasn't put in the agenda at the beginning gets left off, then there's an incentive to, you know, just like never come to an agreement, because if you don't want something on, it'll be left off if you don't agree. So I think it's very important that I think that the idea of having a time limit is very good, but I think that the default of what happens if you don't come to an agreement is at least as important as, you know, as the time limit. So I would propose that this go back
90 seconds.
I would propose that this go back to a committee to decide what happens if you don't come to an agreement, and that one of the things to be seriously considered is putting everything that everybody proposes on the agenda as the default, so that
okay, Jan, we get the point. We get the point. Now,
okay,
to respond to your question, and I'll defer to the parliamentarian after this comment, the default is, when the 30 minutes are up, if it's not on the agenda, we move on. That's the default. Mr.
parliamentarian, would you like to weigh in on that?
I would like to weigh in, and also I would not like to weigh in. So I don't know what to do at this point. I was just thinking that when you have a point of view, you're supposed to streamline your meeting, make them more efficient, and...
I'm sorry, Mr. Tatum, I can't hear you very well.
Yeah,
you're
he's
breaking up.
Talking in the mic.
Okay, hold on one second.
That's better, John.
Okay, thank you. I would just say that the board is moving, I believe that the board is moving in the wrong direction here because you're making the meetings longer as opposed to shorter. But I'll tell you what the basic problem is. The agenda is supposed to be the same every meeting. And what's supposed to happen is the motions that people have are supposed to come up under the various items on the agenda. But what's happening with the board is that they are making motions items. And that's where the problem lies. All the motions that people have should come under what Roberts calls headings. You know, you have the same headings every meeting. And your motions that you have sent under a particular heading. And what's making the agenda approval time so long is because people are making their motions to be headings on the agenda. So to make agenda approval 30 minutes, I believe you're stretching your meeting out. But let me get to the real question. The real question is what happens if you don't, and I agree with Lawrence and also Mr. Locke, and that is that if you get to 30 minutes and there are two or three people who have not gotten their quote-unquote motion on the agenda, then the time is up unless you extend the time. I mean, it's the same always. You into the 30 minutes, someone can move by two-thirds vote to extend the 30 minutes to 40 minutes. So that's all moving in the wrong direction. And at some point, I'm going to have the board out in trying to get agenda approval down to a science so that it can be done within about 5 minutes. So that's for the future. But I hope I've answered the question.
Ron, did a stat.
Okay, I've got Lawrence and then Ron. But Mr. Tatum, the way to avoid that and a way to avoid a lot of what we're discussing here is to send your motion prior to the meeting. And it's on the agenda as opposed to waiting to the meeting. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, let me say something to that response.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing about it is when you send something ahead of the meeting, that doesn't mean it should automatically go on the agenda. Because you get to the meeting and people might not like your motion and they might not want it on the agenda. The approval has to be at the meeting. Agenda approval has to be at the meeting. It can't be before the meeting. It cannot be before the meeting.
Well, we've had a practice here at Pacifica and at our local stations that you have a right to place something on the agenda. And as you just stated, if the majority want to take it off, then
it's the other way around. If you want something on the agenda, you're only one person. And so it doesn't automatically go. If the majority wants it to go, then fine. Yeah, but what we're doing here, we're trying to, as we go forward, we're trying to do things the new and proper way instead of repeating things that you've done in the past that were wrong. We don't want to do that. We want to improve things as we go along, do things more efficiently as we move to the future. And there are some other habits that need to be broken too, but let's not get stuck on the bad habits that we have done in the past. And let's try to, you know, Robert's Rules of Order, edition 12 is going to come out in about 2 or 3 months. And we're going to have to look at all our bylaws and everything so that we can be updated. So let's not stick on things that we've done in the past that might not have been the proper way to do that.
I have a question. That's for a future conversation, but I've got, was it Lawrence and, Lawrence and then Ron? Or what was the order?
Lawrence, Ron, and I don't know who else.
Well, that was a question. Let me take the question before the two of you. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's for the parliamentarian and what he was saying right now. This is Paulina. Can you hear me? I know I've had issues with audio.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead with
Great.
Your question.
Mr. Tatum, so are you suggesting that if somebody is bringing a motion to the floor, they should first consult whether there would be consensus or some kind of support for that motion before bringing it in last minute in the middle of a meeting? I mean, I just couldn't understand when you replied to the chair that it was the other way around. What did you mean by that? Can you clarify? I might have the...
Yeah, well, I think what he said was that in some units, people have a right to put something on the agenda. And that's not true. One person does not have a right to put something on the agenda. What happens, and this is what I would suggest, if you have a motion, I think you should send it to the whole board and before the meeting so you can get your support before the meeting. So then when the meeting comes up and then your motion comes up at the meeting, you can take a vote on whether to include it on the agenda under the proper heading or not. And you vote. That's where the vote has to be taken. It cannot be taken before the meeting.
Well, that's what I said, Mr. Tatum. I said that in order to avoid...
Chair, this is out of order. You put your motion up front,
and then the body will determine whether or not they will accept it. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'm sorry. Are there a limited amount of parliamentary...
Not that I know of, but go ahead.
All right. I think Chris Corey's point in regards to coordinating committee could resolve a lot of this issue in regards to coordinating those type of motions that come out that members are submitting out of committees could be mainstream. And there was also a motion in 2014. I just got an email from a former director. 2014, and I think everybody got that, that limited time to 30 minutes for agenda approval. And that motion has not been rescinded. So I'm against this motion, and I'm for populating the coordinating committee so it could do its actual work that it has done traditionally in regards to moving the agenda forward. So when it's time, Chair, I'd like to make a motion to populate the coordinating committee when that's in order. Thank you.
Second, Sabrina.
Dwayne, this is Heather.
And Lydia to the sec.
Say something quickly.
Yeah, Ron, first, Chair.
I actually think I overlooked Heather in a previous attempt. So if Ron don't mind, I'm going to take Heather, then I'm going to take Ron, then
Lydia. No. Heather hasn't spoken, so go for it.
Thank you.
I'm going to be quick. I appreciate the discussion. However, I will say, though, that one of the critical issues before was that there was an effort on the part of Alex and others to get people to join or form a coordinating committee, and nobody volunteered. So I'm hoping that this time that it will work, that people will volunteer for the coordinating committee. But I also appreciate the fact that folks just managed to keep things going under the circumstances. So I appreciate that as well. But and I think it is important for everybody to know what is being suggested for the agenda, period. But that's all I wanted to say, Dwayne. Thank you.
It's on you, Ron.
Okay. As I initiated this motion to change it to 30 minutes, I'm going to I'm gonna do something here. I'm gonna suggest instead that we give the coordinating committee the opportunity to come up with some program, not programming guidelines, but some meeting guidelines. I think that's healthy. I think that's the best way to go. And so I'm going to suggest that.
Okay.
If we can table this, we table this.
Are you finished?
I'm done.
That's it.
Lydia was to second.
I second the motion to table, and okay. It be referred to the coordinating committee.
Is that it, Ron?
That's it.
Who's next?
Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Yeah, you have a motion.
Okay, so historically, the governance committee has set these certain rules, and the governance committee is the one that has allowed for new motions to be proposed, and it's come and gone in terms of how early you have to propose it so as not to incur the two-thirds vote and so forth. So as you know, our bylaws say unless the PMB has does not have a rule regarding meetings, agenda, or anything else that you can think of, then that's when Robert's Rules comes into play. So, but historically, the governance committee has set special rules for meetings and the like. The coordinating committee sets for the specific agendas, but they can also take it up. Any committee can. But just so you know, there are rules already in place from before. And then one of the things I think that the PMB has been negligent about is whether these are special rules just for this particular session of the PMB, meaning this year of the PMB, or if it's an ongoing rule regarding noticing motions, new motions.
Okay. I have a point of order. This is Lawrence.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
So what's in order, I believe, right now is the motion to table and refer to the coordinating committee, and I second it, and I want to add an amendment to it.
Well, I think your motion would be more in order if you postpone it for a certain time, as
okay.
opposed to tabling it.
Ron, you want to postpone it to the table?
What was that again?
You want to move to postpone? And then I'll make the other motion.
Well, let me be clear. You can postpone this item, refer this item to coordinating committee.
I want to refer this item to the coordinating committee.
Okay.
Okay.
I second
that's
that.
Accepted. Is that second?
Point of order.
This is Grace. There is currently no coordinating committee. The coordinating committee has zero people in it right now.
Chair, was she recognized?
I had a point of order.
Okay, Grace. I have heard your objection. I've heard your point of order. I find it not acceptable because it's already on the table to populate the coordinating committee. So that will be a moot issue.
Hold on.
No, I got an amendment. I requested the floor for an amendment to Ron's motion, and I think it will resolve this issue. So this issue
of not having a coordinating committee will become moot. As I stated to Ron earlier, there's no need for an authorization of a coordinating committee. It is articulated explicitly, authorized in our bylaws already. All you have to do, it's already populated by several people by way of they have vote, they have the right to be on the committee. Well, you will need to decide.
There was an election held. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's a difference between anybody on the PMB can volunteer for that committee. I want to make that clear. So I read it to you earlier. I read the rules.
I'll be willing to read it again. If you like.
No, but I can say, as long as we're clear on that.
Yes, absolutely.
Anybody from the PMB can volunteer to be on this committee, and that populating it tonight, if we decide to do that, you know, won't limit people.
That's not, joining that wasn't going to be my intent, Ron.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Chair, may I have the floor?
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you. So my intent is that if there was, I believe there was an election held when we started populating committees, for the coordinating committee as well, because it's a standing committee. Regardless that it wasn't populated. So what we need to do now is, ask the secretary to go back to the list and report to the next meeting those directors that populated the committees. Thank you.
Okay, point of order. I can't do that because nobody stepped forward.
Nobody signed up.
Okay, so we should hold an election.
Very conversant with who's on the committees. The coordinating committee has nobody in it.
So we should have an election.
Okay, and that's my point, though. If we're going to have an election, that has to be a process.
Not now.
Okay, thank you.
Secretary sent out a notice.
There you go. That's fine. That's fine. Yep. You said not now. I'm good. Okay.
Well, this is Lydia.
Okay.
Molina with a request for information.
Well, hold on, because we need to be clear about our bylaws. As the parliamentarian pointed out, we don't have to wait until the edition 12 comes out. I'm going to reread to you what the people wrote who decided how to give us our bylaws and whether we want to comport to them or not. But this is the way that it's written. In addition to LSBs for each of the foundation's radio stations, the board of directors shall also have the following standing committees. A, foremost, a coordinating committee, which shall coordinate board activities between meetings, which committee shall include as members all foundation officers and at least one director from each radio station, but shall not include any non-director LSB delegates, provided, however, that the coordinating committee shall not be considered an executive committee and shall not exercise any powers of the board without board approval. So, Ron, I think that does address
this. It does. And thank you. And thank you for that. Thank you for that, Dwayne. That's very extremely helpful. Okay?
Okay.
That's extremely helpful. Thank you.
Very good. Now, Lydia, you had something you wanted to add?
Yes, which I think you just answered, is that the committee does in fact have currently the officers of that committee. What we need to have is a convener and obviously volunteers, hopefully, and if there's more than one, that we have an election for the other directors.
Right.
But it is populated by the officers.
Yes.
Per the bylaws. Thank you.
Which so it does exist. In my motion. That it serves the same purpose. It can, anyway. So, do we have any further discussion? I believe,
yes,
Lawrence, you were prepared.
Point of order.
Point of order. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I'd just like to say that section of the bylaws does not limit the coordinating committee to only one director from each station. Can you read that language again?
I agree with you. It stated that at least one, which means it can be more than one.
At least one.
That's right.
Okay.
There could be 24 members on this committee.
That depends on, Mr. Tatum loves to point out to you, that is the decision of the board. If the board decides to limit it to two, it can limit it to two. If it wants 24, it can limit it to 24. So now that we've cleared that up, I believe it's been pointed out that, Lawrence, if you have a motion for a future date for populating or having an election,
yes.
I'll be willing to hear that now.
Thank you, Chair. So I
point of order.
I'd like to add an amendment to Ron's motion.
There doesn't have to be an election.
Pardon the interruption. This is the parliamentarian.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking that the board has three offices and five stations, so I'm thinking that the minimum of the board would be eight, and I could be wrong, but that's what I'm thinking. The minimum is eight. One from each radio station and the three offices. Chair, vice chair, and secretary. Now, but my point is this. There is a motion, I believe, and you can correct me on this. There's a motion on the floor to commit this or refer this to the coordinating committee. Am I wrong?
Yes. I believe there is a motion, and it's been seconded.
And I'm trying to submit an amendment.
Your amendment has going to have to be very careful, because when you're referring something to the committee, you can only add what you would like the committee to do with the motion.
Hey, John, I'll see you.
Robin, with a point of information, we're a minute and a half to time certain.
Okay, well, let me go to Ron. What is your point?
Mr. Tatum has a good point. And procedurally, we can follow that and do this. If we refer this to the committee, we can deal with this at the next meeting, okay? Because it needs some fleshing out anyway, all right? So if we can refer to the committee or table to the, I'll say, because we don't have a committee yet, okay? So, except for the
officers. But I'm trying to get to it.
Yeah, exactly, for the officers. We you know, they're already in. But the other five delegates are not. And so.
Oh, have mercy.
I know, it's complicated, but it's messy.
Dwayne, this is Heather.
Okay, Ron, I think I get your point in deferring.
Okay.
Heather, and then quickly.
Whatever it takes.
Lawrence.
Whatever it takes.
I'm trying to get to
extend
it,
for 5 minutes.
Sorry, Heather, am I
any out? Objections to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none. Heather, go ahead.
I'll just be quick, so I'm assuming that the coordinating committee would actually have 9 members, because I think someone said that one of the affiliate directors should be on the coordinating committee as well.
And that's a whole other issue, exactly.
Well, that's not articulated in the bylaws. Do I need to read the bylaws again?
No. Somebody had mentioned earlier.
It's not in the bylaws. But
it's not in the bylaws.
Okay, well, I didn't realize that. Somebody
that's a whole different issue. Now, Lawrence. Now, go ahead.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. I appreciate the enthusiasm of my colleagues. So, what I'd like to add an amendment to the motion to refer. And, Chair, you could tell me if I'm in order, if you need confirmation, and you could ask the parliamentarian. But I'd like to add an amendment that one of the officers convene the meeting, and that the secretary sent out election ballots to all directors at ASAP as soon as possible. Thank you.
Point of order.
Amendment needs a second before discussion.
Okay.
Do I have a second? Grace, stand down for a moment with the point of order, please. Stand down. Do I have a second?
Sabrina, second.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections?
Okay, Dwayne.
I want to hear what Grace has to say.
I'm going to allow Grace to speak, but her point of order is almost becoming a bit... So what I want to do is, this motion has been on the vine.
Dilatory.
It's been sitting around, and I want to dispense of it, because I know where Grace stands, and I will accept her point of order at the appropriate time. But this is the business before us right now. Now, are there any objections to the motion that has been brought forth and the motion that has been seconded? Hearing none.
Mr. Chair, this is Polina.
I will.
Yes.
I have an objection and a point of order, Dwayne.
I understand that, Grace. You've had four in the last 4 minutes. I get that. But my point here, though, is that we've had a motion that was being interrupted with points of orders, but it has now been passed. And now I'll hear your point of order.
Okay, I objected to it, so it didn't pass. First of all, I don't know what the referral was that Lawrence is talking about. What was referred to where?
Lawrence, you can restate that a third time to her if you care to.
Yeah, so the referral was made by Ron for this motion to be referred to the coordinating committee, and I added an amendment that that one of the officers convened the coordinating committee, and that you as secretary send out ballots or arrange an election and populate that committee. Maybe we could take nominations now. Maybe there's no conflict.
Well, okay, as chair of this committee, and since I believe it was Robin who aptly pointed out, this meeting is overtime. There was no extension of time. So the only thing we're going to deal with now is what's on the table.
You're standing for 5 minutes, Chair. I'm sorry.
Well, that means we have exactly 30 seconds.
Yeah, two minutes left.
That's why I say vote to refer now so that we can get this done and finished and put all parties at the table.
Well, and
I will volunteer.
To convene the meeting, and anyone
not to convene, but I'll participate.
You can participate. It's open. It's open to every. This initial meeting is open to everybody on the board. Now, you guys are going to have to determine how you're going to apportion these seats. As I stated, as our parliamentarian loved to say, if you want to populate it with 50 people, he says you have the right to do so.
Oh no. DC, no. I look forward to offering that opportunity to DC.
Okay. All right. So look in your mailbox for, I propose, doing this fairly quickly. And some of you may have some disagreement with it, but I propose that this is so important, that we get the coordinating committee started. In lieu of not having a management team at this point, which will, in my opinion, serve the same purpose, that we actually, what would be your suggestion? My earliest suggestion would be Sunday night. I understand that may be too fast for some of you, but that's how fast I'm prepared to move.
Can we give it 1 week, sir?
At least
a week. Thank you, Grace.
Point of order. If it's a committee, and it is a real committee, it has to be posted with 7 days notice, and there cannot be an election. So I would ask Lawrence to please take the word election out of your motion, because the bylaws do not limit participation in the coordinating committee to only one member from each station. There would only need to be an election.
I got it, Grace. I got it. Thank you so much for the correction.
Okay.
And our bylaws, your
I like that. Dwayne, let me strike the word election.
I want to deal with her point of order, if you allow me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
This could be considered a special meeting if the members thought it was that important to do so, and we can do that with a 3-day notice. If the members felt that it was that important.
Ron, to the side?
Go ahead, Ron.
Sorry. You know, I would like to have at least a week, 1 week, because, like I say, I'm interested in... Listen. I'm thinking about PFW and the people, you know, my other board members who might want to avail themselves of this opportunity. I can't, you know, force an answer to, you know, and expect them to make an answer in 72 hours.
Okay.
You know? So
are you suggesting that the other board members you're referring to, Ron, are PNB members or not?
Could be, and maybe not. And that's what I'm saying. That's why we need time to, you know, each signal area needs time to sort that out.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, so I assume that at the beginning of the year, it has always happened, and I can't recall at the beginning of this year, there's usually, because the population of all of the committees actually have that same kind of wording, and the board usually decides whether that means one director for each committee and or two. I assume you took a vote. What was that vote? It applies to all the committees.
The vote was that we'd only have one representative from each station.
Okay, so that applied to all of the... That applied to all of the standing committees, so
wait a minute,
it should apply to coordinating.
But that was at least, remember now, that those two words, at least.
Right, but that's true of all of the committees. That same wording is for all the committees. It's not specific to coordinating. And the board has made, every year, some years they approve two directors per committee, and some years they approve one. But it's a blanket statement for all committees.
And Ron, I think you need to consider the reading of this bylaw for the fourth time. It says directors. It doesn't say LSB members. It doesn't say members at large. It says at least one director. So this is limited to PNB directors.
Okay. Like I say, listen, clarity is everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is James for the stack.
Yes, James.
Yeah, I'd like to agree with Ron's sentiment.
I did hear. Was that Nancy?
I think that was Paulina. She's breaking up again.
Yeah, Paulina, we can't hear you. You need to.
Okay, go ahead, James. I understand you're giving some sentiment.
Thank you, Dwayne. Yeah, I just want to agree with Ron and put it in my own words. I think this train is going a little fast right now, and I'd like to slow it down, and I think Ron is right to give this a week and let us sort things out and have a little time to think about it.
Well, is that the will of the majority of this body? Why don't someone put forth a motion so we can expedite this one way or another?
So moved. Andrea,
so
clear?
Moved. I need more clarity. I need a little more clarity than that.
That we noticed the meeting for a week.
That
we
could be in compliance.
Yeah, we bring it up at the next meeting. Exactly.
Thank you, Lawrence, for repeating my what I was supposed to say.
I'm sorry.
All right.
This is getting like really heavy here. Okay.
All right. I don't want to get in trouble with you.
We're clear now that this was the last item on our agenda. We're 10 minutes past our adjournment time.
Did we get paid overtime?
Right.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor by Ron Pinchbeck to postpone consideration of the coordinating committee to the next PNB meeting. Do I have that right?
And then I noticed,
no, the populating, not consideration.
Right. There's a consensus of the board tonight that we're going to defer this populating the committee next meeting, next Thursday, and I understand it will be noticed tonight.
There's no meeting for next Thursday. Lydia requested having a week with no meeting. There's no PNB meeting scheduled for next Thursday. It's now too late to schedule one.
If I may.
I told you guys, it's not too late to have a special meeting, Grace. You know that better than I do. So why you don't want to have this done, I appreciate that. But I believe just as there was an urgency to maintain and have a management team, I feel just a fierce urgency to coordinate this coordinating committee now.
Okay, can we let, I would like to,
listen, Ron, did that.
Go ahead, Ron.
Tom's got a commitment, and I'm going to have to drop off.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Go ahead, Ron.
I was just going to say that, you know, the if we have to inform, you know, do the public thing like we do, and if we have an emergency, we can have an emergency session, all right, which requires, you know, at least 3 days notice, okay? Right. And listen, why not just have that as a single agenda item?
Absolutely. Okay? That's a great idea.
We're going to vote on this, nothing else, bam, okay? And if that's a mechanism that we can use to do this, then fine. Otherwise, we're 2 weeks out, okay? And, you know, and there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike that we need to be involved in. So if it's going to be a coordinating committee, they need to be involved in it as soon as possible.
This is great.
I hear a motion in there somewhere that we are going to notice an emergency meeting for sometime in the future.
Well, Grace, procedurally, how does that work?
This is Grace. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah,
why don't we notice the meeting for a week from tomorrow for the coordinating committee and have it as an open invitation to anybody from the PNB who wants to join the coordinating committee to come to that meeting. And then we can have the coordinating committee ratified or the membership ratified at the next PNB meeting.
Are there any objections to that?
Okay, so that would be... It's a coordinating committee meeting for what time? 8:30 Eastern time?
Our usual time.
That's Friday, right?
Thursday. OPNB meeting. No, it's Friday.
No, this is Lydia.
And don't be trying to load stuff up, please.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, why can't it be an hour later and still make that 7 days? The only reason it's midnight is because we start our meeting at 5:30 or whatever, isn't it? It's still 7 days if we don't start it at 5:30. I mean, I think it's still 7 days regardless. But
that is correct. Keeping
once we screw around with that.
Well, we screwed around with it before.
There's no problem with it.
I think that's just minutia. That's what I think it is.
You want Thursday night? I don't care.
If it's a special meeting, I mean, what difference does it make?
If it's just going to be brief and for one item, I mean, I'm the one that said let's not have a meeting.
Yeah,
she's
exactly
correct with that. I didn't want to have another meeting next week. But if it's just going to be one item for real, one item.
Yeah,
it will.
Then let's just meet next Thursday. Notice it for 7 days. Seven days, make it 15 minutes later. We meet at 5:45 instead of 5:30 or whatever you have to do.
Second.
Okay, Grace, you got that?
I support that, Ron.
Yeah.
I think we have consensus.
Yeah, 7 days from the time you actually post it.
Okay.
The time. Okay.
Well, see, when great minds come together, we can get things done. I do entertain the most
important
to adjourn.
Thursday.
But are we talking about Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
Consistent. We want to be consistent. I give my life on Thursdays to PNB. I don't get no more.
I know that's right.
Request for information from Paulina, please.
Yes, Paulina.
Are we adjourning to an executive session? I saw,
No,
Arthur was on
I'm entertaining an adjournment for adjournment.
That train left the station a long time ago, Paulina.
Thank you.
And I haven't heard
the
motion to adjourn
yet.
I know that.
Just checking.
I haven't heard the motion yet.
I move to be adjourned.
All right. You are adjourned. Good night. Thank you for your indulgence.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Good night, folks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
Good night.